But folks, this Florida Foundation for Freedom conference is really the conference for a plan of action. And so we're hoping, of course, to unify sheriffs with the clergy and people. And that is what we've been trying to do, obviously, what we've been trying to do all along for the CSPOA. We want our posse to get very involved with the nation. And how do you get involved with the nation? Local action, national impact. Local action, nation impact. And so that's really the only course of action that we have left. And that's what this conference is about. And every one of you need to be there. And all of you need to try to get your sheriff there. You live in Canada? Come on down. Okay? Come to the conference and let's join hand in hand as, well, fellow Americans, because I guarantee you, Canada is part of America. And we hope people from all over the world will join the holy cause of liberty. We the God-given liberty is for everyone. So let's keep that in mind. And it is. Does that mean you can come to America illegally? No, it doesn't. If someone could point out to me, is there any other country in the world where you can just go into their country, get all these freebies and just live there without getting permission, without going through the process? There are 25 different laws that you have to comply with in order to become a citizen of the United States and to be able to live here. And what does our government do? Hand out free food, free money, free housing, free hotels, free medical schools, care. Free health care, whatever else it is. And they say that they've told these people not to come here. That is a lie. Biden said he knows how to tell the truth. He knows how, but he never does it. and there's so many different lies that are going on. And it's just the hypocrisy of the DNC and the big wall they put around the convention center in downtown Chicago. What a joke. We won't allow a wall again around our country, but we sure will allow it around the Democrats. Do any of us care? What's the significance of Democrats or Republicans having a meeting? How does that help our country? It doesn't. In fact, it increases the destruction that both parties have been part of for a long time. Are the Republicans better than the Democrats? Usually. Some of them aren't, but usually the Democrats are a little bit better than the Democrats. But when you look at the whole picture from a helicopter, they're both part of the same problem. And they both have caused the corruption of Washington, D.C. So back to the event in Florida, September 6th and 7th, you all really need to do everything you can to be there. And some of you have already donated. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that. And anyway, I'm not going to mention any names, but thank you so much for your donations. And right now, we need about $10,000 more. I got a call from a sheriff. He said he's got 10 other sheriffs and some deputies that want to come. And he's working on that. And I said, just do it. So we're trying to raise that money so we can pay their way to get here. Folks, America is a very rural country, and we want the rural sheriffs there. And we take back America by county by county. Do we care how big those counties are? Not really. No. We're going to get big ones and we're going to get small ones, but sheriffs across this country, there's more small town sheriffs than there are large county sheriffs. So we also have a commitment from Sheriff Mark Lamb, who's going to be there. He's going to be flying in from Connecticut, where he's doing a presentation the day before ours. And I hope he does some good there, because as you know, Connecticut doesn't have sheriffs. So we hope he helps them out a great deal there.